Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is, time for these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Running streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Running streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Running streets. No limit keeps coming.
All right, man, Trending Topic Tuesday. You know, we was just talking about pranks and playing pranks on people. How about a dude was on a date with his girlfriend, and he tried to play a prank on her. He put her for sale on eBay while they was on the date, right?
What?
So, yeah, so they're on the date. He was just playing a prank with her. So he said, hey, I put you for sale on eBay. Well, how about the bid reached $119,000? He described her as a car. He said she's a miniature collectible and that she makes a whining noise, plus the rear end leaks, but nothing that can't be plugged. The bid got up to $119,000. He said the joke actually ended up being on him because his cell phone wouldn't stop going off during the date because of all the bids he was getting.
You remind me of
what kind of creep?
But $119,000? They really wanted that woman, didn't they?
Ain't enough.
Okay. How much you think you would get if somebody put you up for bid on eBay, bro?
I'll go for about a solid $250.
$2.50?
Nah, $250,000.
Boy, stop.
Solid $250, boy.
Just what you think you'd go if somebody put you for sale on eBay?
I'm still stuck on Burpee saying he's going for $250.
He meant $2.50.
What are you talking about?
What's going to be your description, Burpee?
If Melissa can go for $119,000, I know I can go for $250. I know it. That's a fact. All facts. No lies.
Okay, well, let's put... her name was Kelly, by the way.
Oh, well, Kelly.
Yeah, her name was Kelly. But yeah, the joke ended up being on him. Not so good news this morning. Trending this morning is American Airlines. How about they're coming under fire this morning for not allowing an autistic boy on a flight? What happened was this family was about to fly out. They said they have two autistic children, and they had practiced with them before the flight. But once they got to the flight, one of the kids started acting up. The American Airlines ticket agent wouldn't let him on, and they said a lot of parents around were upset. And a lot of them have filed grievances with American Airlines this morning. So that's crazy. That's what's trending this morning for American Airlines. That's wild.
I just got a text message that said, I'm priceless.
Good morning, Stasha.
It don't matter who
it was. Last but not least, this story is coming all the way from Turkey, the country of Turkey. A man was sentenced to 18 years in prison for spitting in somebody's food.
Good.
18 years, a pizza employee in pizza. Turkey. Yep.
You deserve it.
I can't pronounce the name.
Let me see.
E-S-K-I-S-E-H-I-R, Turkey.
I know how to pronounce it.
What is
it? Nasty.
That was the part of Turkey it was in. But yeah, they said they caught him on tape spitting in somebody's pizza. And they sent him to 18 years in prison.
Enjoy it.
And guess how old the boy was?
The one who did the spitting?
Yeah. Oh, man. 18 years old.
Yeah? Huh?
Well, he's still being in prime when he get out.
But you know what? In the foreign countries, but they don't play.
They don't play.
18 years of spitting in somebody's pizza. Then he faced an additional 3 years.
For what?
Yeah. For doing some other, for contaminating some other food.
Then go and leave America.
Y'all that wasn't your first America time America. Spitting in pizza, son.
Ugh, that's nasty.
You've been nasty. Spitting in pizza. You deserved it.
Ugh, did he hawk it up and then?
Let's see. That's nasty.
Baked loogie.
That's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.